pre-election cleanup at the White House. Lisa Brady, Fox News. They're trying to clarify comments about the coal industry again.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden's words were twisted last week when he suggested coal plants would be shuttered across the country.
He has spent his presidency fighting for coal communities so that they too can benefit from the energy transition we're in right now.
The president was criticized by Republicans and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who said the comments were outrageous, divorced from reality, and cavalier about the loss of coal jobs. The administration's energy policies amid high gas prices have emerged as a top issue for midterm election voters.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden rallies for Democrats in Maryland tonight, while former President Trump holds a final midterm rally in Ohio, where political newcomer J.D. Vance is posing a strong challenge to Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Another closely watched Senate race is in Wisconsin, where it's been a busy final day of campaigning.
Democrat Mandela Barnes in Milwaukee.
There's a candidate, myself, who's going to look out for working people.
And Republican incumbent Senator Ron Johnson at a stop in Madison.
This election is a fight for freedom. And it's not somebody else's fight, it's our fight. And it is a fight that we absolutely must win.
In one of the toughest U.S. Senate races in the country, as the latest Marquette U Law School poll shows Johnson with a 2-point lead over Barnes. Within the margin of error in an election that polling also shows, the economy, education, and crime are the biggest issues facing voters here in Wisconsin.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The new Twitter CEO, Elon Musk, tweeting a recommendation to vote for Republican congressional candidates, given that a Democrat is president. Musk arguing that shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Some states are not only preparing for polls to open, but wrapping up early voting in person or by mail.
Pennsylvania officials say they're ready for tomorrow's midterm voting. Acting Secretary of State Lee M. Chapman says the state's voter hotline had overtime staffing this weekend to take calls.
Between Saturday and Sunday, staff fielded more than 800 calls from voters.
She says more than a million voters have completed and returned their mail-in ballots. And for any Pennsylvania voter who still has their mail-in ballot, it's time to take it to elections officials in person.
So do not put your ballot into the mailbox today because it will not be received in time. You must hand deliver it immediately.
Polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow in Pennsylvania.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in Pittsburgh. Officials also urging patients in Pennsylvania, which can't start counting mailed ballots until Election Day, and where final results could take days. A man recently convicted of 2-decades-old murders is sentenced to 2 life terms in prison. Alan Lee Phillips, who's now 71, plans to appeal his conviction, claiming DNA evidence was contaminated and mishandled. He was found guilty in September in the deaths of 2 women whose bodies were found in separate locations near a Colorado ski resort town nearly 40 years ago. Both women had been shot, believed to have been hitchhiking when they disappeared. Arraignment day for the suspect charged in connection with a shooting outside the Long Island home of New York's Republican candidate for governor, Congressman Lee Zeldin. 18-year-old Noah Green facing multiple counts, including weapons charges and resisting arrest.
The Suffolk County District Attorney said after court in a statement that detectives were able to find the gun used in the shooting in Green's pocket, and the Suffolk County Crime Lab was able to link the gun to one bullet fired outside Zeldin's home, along with shell casings located in the stolen car. Investigators said multiple gunshots were fired at 3 boys who took cover near Zeldin's house.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Wall Street rallies ahead of Election Day. The Dow up 423. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.